Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. This is day 21 of the government shutdown. We have the story.
A man seen on a door cam has been charged in Wichita abduction. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wichita City Council to look at renters and landlords. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The government shutdown drags on.
The Senate once again falling short of the 60 votes needed to advance Republicans' House-passed government funding measure.
On this vote, there are 50 yeas votes, and the nays are 43. The three-fifths of the Senate only duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
Democrats have said they will not support a bill that does not include extensions of Affordable Care Act tax credits, which are set to expire. Republicans have maintained their bill is clean with no partisan additions, noting they are open to negotiating with Democrats on health care after reopening the government. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Republican bill would fund the government through November 21st.
A man accused of taking a woman by force, caught on a Ring camera video in North Wichita, has been charged.
The incident took place at a home in the 1400 block of North Volusia. The 35-year-old woman in the video called police last week after seeing the video on social media, reporting that she was safe. 22-year-old Daniel Gravero was charged with aggravated domestic battery, two counts of domestic battery, and criminal restraint. He is also being held on an immigration detainer. He remains in jail on a $75,000 bond and is due back in court November the 3rd. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will look at guidelines for renters and rental and landlords. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
People want to know that they can have safe but also available spaces here in our community to rent. And so the Landlords Association will be vocal about this, as well as tenants in our community.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Vice President J.D. Vance is visiting Israel today after Israel and Hamas traded blows less than 2 weeks after agreeing to a ceasefire. Fox's Kevin Cork reports from the nation's capital.
The president remaining fairly confident that his Gaza peace deal will in fact hold even after this weekend's skirmishes between Israel and Hamas. But he also has a very blunt warning for Hamas.
They did things that they shouldn't be doing. And if they keep doing it, then we're going to go in and straighten it out. And it'll happen very quickly and pretty violently, unfortunately.
The president's top two negotiators, Steve Witkoff and, of course, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, were back in Israel to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after the IDF launched roughly 100 airstrikes into Gaza. That, of course, after Israel says Hamas killed two Israeli soldiers.
At least 36 Palestinians were killed, according to Gazan health officials. Hamas has denied responsibility.
The Trump administration is defending its latest boat strike in the Caribbean. Fox's Jillian Turner reporting from the State Department.
The War Secretary Friday confirming the seventh U.S. strike in the region on an alleged drug boat, killing three people he claims were terrorists. A separate raid last week yielded the first survivors of the campaign so far. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will repatriate those alleged narco traffickers back to Ecuador and Colombia.
It's important for the American people to recognize these are narco terrorists who are trying to bring poison into our country and kill our citizens. What happens to them? I don't really care so long as they're not bringing poison into our country.
The vice president defending the administration's strategy.
32 people have been killed as a result of those strikes. KNSS News Time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Talk about a former KU basketball player who is now very wealthy. We'll have that coming up in sports.
Amazon says a massive outage of its cloud computing service has been resolved. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time, 8:06, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock. Amazon says a massive outage of its cloud computing service had been resolved as of Monday evening after a problem disrupted internet use around the world, taking down a broad range of online services, including social media, gaming, food delivery, streaming, and financial platforms. About 3 hours after the outage began early Monday morning, Amazon Web Services said it was starting to recover.
Former FBI Director James Comey formally filing for his federal case to be thrown out.
Comey, in a pair of court filings, called for the Justice Department's indictments against him to be thrown out. Lawyers for the ex-FBI director argue the charges of making false statements and obstruction of justice are a vindictive and selective prosecution that violates the Constitution's First Amendment. It's also called by the defense a fatally flawed prosecution, alleging the U.S. Attorney for Virginia's Eastern District, Lindsey Halligan, was improperly appointed. No definitive timeline has been given for a ruling on these motions. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
CDC researchers are missing a conference on infectious disease this week due to the government shutdown.
ID Week is the largest annual meeting of infectious disease experts in the nation. But without passage of a temporary funding bill, CDC researchers can't go, missing out on high-level discussions not long after surges of measles and whooping cough hit the U.S. The event lasts for 4 days and features hundreds of speakers. The CDC this year has lost about a quarter of its workforce through layoffs, buyouts, and resignations. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
It was a false alarm on an American Airlines flight after the pilots thought someone was trying to break into the cockpit.
The flight had just departed from Omaha for L.A. when the pilots heard static on the intercom they used to communicate with flight attendants. Fearing that it was an indication that they were under duress, they returned to Omaha. It wasn't until after they landed that it was determined the intercom system was faulty and it was flight attendants, not hijackers, knocking on the cockpit door. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:09. Make that 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this morning in traffic, we've got a traffic accident just as the traffic volumes are quieting down on the highways. We've got an accident now on the surface streets. So you're going to want to watch out in this area. It's Rock Road, and it's just north of Pawnee where this traffic accident is. This is actually really slowing down traffic southbound on Rock Road right there by Pawnee. It backup goes almost all the way back to Harry Street. Northbound is starting to slow down there as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny, a little breezy, and cooler today. However, a high of 69 is exactly normal for the day. Gusty northwest winds through early afternoon, then they should taper off this evening. Clear and cool, 43 tonight. Sunny, warmer on your Wednesday, a high of 74. Lower 70s on Thursday with increasing clouds. Get ready for rain Thursday night and Friday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And we have a clear sky now. A northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. 44 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7. and 1330 KNSS. 10 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Tuesday, October 21st. And it was on this date 146 years ago, in 1879, a man named Thomas Edison turned on the first working light bulb in Menlo Park, New Jersey. And that light shined for 40 hours. Apparently, they didn't turn it off and save the battery. Whatever. I guess it'd be the filament in there, but it lasted for 40 hours. And there you go. The first electric bulb. And before that, you had, what, gas light, I guess, Ted?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, really safe.
And before that, just whatever was coming out of the fireplace at the cabin. Like, oh, yeah, we had lanterns that operated on, what? On oil, so there you go.
Of course, I guess early electricity was probably slightly more safe than gas lamps were, yeah. I imagine.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
We had a sunny, breezy, autumn-like day across South Central Kansas Monday. High temperature, 75 degrees. Normal high, 69. And at the airport, they clocked a wind gust from the north at 41 miles per hour. Nice breeze yesterday. It was on this date in 1979, a severe thunderstorm moved rapidly across Harper, Sedgwick, and Harvey counties, where golf ball to baseball size hail pummeled many areas. I do not remember that storm. It's been a long time ago, 1979.
Glad we're not dealing with that this month.
That's nice that we don't have to deal with that right now. Let's see here. Big ships, big fun, AAA. Projecting 21.7 million Americans will set sail on ocean cruises next year, a 4.5% increase over 2025, and a world record. The industry credits strong consumer demand, expanded itineraries, and increased capacity across major cruise lines.
Yeah, those things are big.
So,
a lot of people on those things.
Who's hitting the high seas? Older people and young families, according to data, AAA says 65% of adult U.S. cruises are 55 and older cruisers. Yeah. While 27% are aged 35 to 54, and about 7% fall between 18 and 34. There you go. Planning on a cruise this year, Ted?
I've never been on a cruise.
I am not planning on a cruise. And I have been on a cruise, but I'm not going this year, that's for sure. All right, what else we got going on? Oh, Texas Tech, the big controversy over the tortillas. They're trying to solve that. Texas Tech is banning the throwing of tortillas by fans on kickoffs after the Red Raiders were penalized twice and fined for objects being thrown onto the field in their most recent home game. And that was against the University of Kansas. Athletic Director Kirby Hokut said Monday, fans entering the stadium would be instructed to discard tortillas, and there would be reminders before kickoff for anyone who took tortillas to give them to stadium workers in order for them to be thrown away. In other words, they don't want to throw tortillas out on the field anymore.
That's what the deal is.
Some sort of tradition they have there, and
I can
some trouble the other day. So.
I can think of worse things to throw, that's one side of it. Tortillas seem relatively innocuous.
Yeah, but tortillas, that's something that's easy to throw. I guess you'd have to make it into a ball so we could get some,
wing it like a frisbee.
There you go.
Get some distance on that, I think.
Anyone caught throwing tortillas would have their ticket privileges revoked from the rest of the academic year across all sports, Hokut said.
There you go.
You get caught.
They're cracking down.
They're going to crack down.
Can't go to any basketball games or football games if you get caught.
Yeah.
Now, Ted, you might be more familiar with the tradition than I am.
I'm not familiar with it.
Maybe you can answer a question for me, maybe. Are these corn or flour tortillas?
Couldn't care less. It's a Lubbock thing. It's their deal. Whatever.
Yeah. That was it. Maybe you should just switch and throw taco burgers or something like that. Or burritos.
Of course, it reminds me of the Lou Holtz quote when he was coaching at Arkansas. And they won a game late in the year and got a bid to the Orange Bowl, and fans started throwing oranges onto the field. And Lou's comment was, "Well, thank goodness we're not going to the Gator Bowl."
Yeah.
I might throw a gator out there.
All right, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and Wichita City Council discussing this morning turning the former downtown library into an event venue. I just say that this is something that the downtown library, I used to take my kids down there on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, and just spend hours down there. If the kids looking at books, reading, a great place to hang out. I love the library. Of course, we got a new one over, Second and McLean over there. But what are you going to do? Well, I mean, talking about an event menu, you've got, what did the mayor said, 90,000 square feet?
There's a lot of space in that building.
That's a lot of space in there. What kind of event would you host in there? That's my question. That would be pretty big to make the, you know.
Well, I'm sure they could accommodate any size, yeah, whether you want it to be a wedding reception or a political rally or just about anything.
Doesn't have to fill it up, I guess.
No.
Doesn't have to be, you don't have to have 5,000 people in there, but there you go. Well, we'll see what happens. They're going to spend $2 million on it, and then they'll...
A convention, a reunion, all sorts of things. That
see what people
to
want
to
do.
For.
Yeah. 8:16 now, Stephen.
Plenty of parking.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
That you have to pay for.
8:16, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. Sir, take it away.
All right, we'll do a little football. We do have the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Weekly show for the Kansas City Chiefs, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtus. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. A lot of good things to talk about on the Kingdom Show tonight. Chiefs have won 4 of their last 5, coming off that massive 31-0 win over the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. And getting ready for a Monday night football matchup that will finish off a 3-game homestand at Arrowhead against the Washington Commanders coming up on Monday night. So a lot of things to talk about tonight on the weekly Chiefs Kingdom Show, 6 o'clock tonight. That's over on KFH. We'll take a look at Major League Baseball. We are all set for the World Series. Last night was Game 7 for the American League pennant.
For the first time since 1993, the Toronto Blue Jays will play in the World Series. Toronto beat Seattle 4-3 in Game 7 of the ALCS and advanced to face the defending champion Dodgers. George Springer played the hero for the Blue Jays, erasing a 2-run deficit with a 3-run blast in the 7th inning that sent the Toronto crowd into a frenzy.
High fly ball, left field, Arozarena watches it go!
That was courtesy of Fox as Springer's shot to left was the first go-ahead home run in Game 7 history when a team trailed by multiple runs in the 7th inning or later. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
There's your World Series. No Seattle. Mariners have never been in the World Series. So Blue Jays Dodgers in this year's World Series for Major League Baseball. Let's take a look at the NBA, which is starting tonight. Former KU basketball star Christian Brown is 24 years old. He plays for the Denver Nuggets, and he has kind of led a charmed life. Of course, at KU, he played on the national championship team in 2022. He got a college ring. And then he was drafted number 21 overall by the Denver Nuggets. In his rookie year, the Nuggets won the NBA championship. So he's got a college national championship, an NBA ring in back-to-back years. Last year, he had a pretty good season in the NBA. 15 points and 7 rebounds a game. Shot 40% from three-point range. Only 5 NBA players last year averaged 15 points and 5 rebounds a game and shot at least 58% from the field. 4 of them were centers, and the other one was Christian Brown. He has now signed a 5-year, $125 million contract extension. It will keep him with the Nuggets throughout his 20s.
How about that?
Yeah. So how about Christian Brown? College ring, NBA ring, 5-year contract extension for $125 million. And that's pretty good stuff there for Christian Brown at the age of 24. That's all that happened in him and his career so far. Good stuff. All right, let's take a look at 25 years ago on this day, college football. K-State, ranked number 10 in the nation, beat Texas Tech homecoming, 28-23 in Manhattan. K-State's off to a 7-0 start that season. That was 25 years ago. 20 years ago, a big crowd, a record crowd of more than 2,900 fans were at Coke Arena. Saw 25th-ranked Wichita State sweep Missouri State as the Shockers won their 17th in a row. Corey Meyer led the Shockers with 16 digs and 10 kills. The Shocker volleyball team was nationally ranked and beating teams every time out. That was 20 years ago on this day. All right, Steve, we're going to go back 50 years ago on this night. Many consider it the greatest baseball game ever played. Game 6 of the World Series in Fenway Park. The Boston Red Sox taking on the Cincinnati Reds. The Red Sox had to win that Game 6 to keep their season alive. And of course, at that point, the curse of the Bambino was still going on, as the Red Sox had not won the World Series since 1918. Would they be able to keep things going? Well, the game ended well after midnight in Boston. Bernie Carbo hit a 3-run game-tying home run in the bottom of the 8th to send it into extra innings. And it was Carlton Fisk at the plate in the bottom of the 11th inning, 50 years ago on this night.
And Fisk will lead it off, has a single, and has walked twice. And the wind blowing out. There it goes, a long drive. If it stays fair, home run. We will have a seventh game in this 1975 World Series. A lot of body English for Carlton Fisk. Watch him.
How many steps does he take? One. He waits to see it. Get over. Get over.
He knew it. There it is.
Most famous memories on television in baseball history.
Yep.
Of course, the Red Sox did not win that World Series. Cincinnati won Game 7 the next night and won that World Series. It would be another almost 30 years before the Red Sox would finally break the curse of the Bambino and win the World Series. But Fisk's home run, an iconic moment in baseball history, was 50 years ago on this night. And I was just talking to our co-worker down the hall, Max Power, who produces a Sports Daily every morning over on KFH. Max told me he was at that game.
Really?
He was in Fenway Park sitting in the bleachers that night.
How about that?
The ticket cost $7.50. He was there to see Bernie Carbo's home run and Carlton Fisk's home run in person.
Wow.
So if you see Max Power today, I'm sure he'll tell you some good stories about that night. 50 years ago in Fenway Park, Fisk's game-winning home run in Game 6 of the World Series, an iconic moment in baseball history. That's sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale, WEC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin and served with a spiced rim. Yumpkin Pumpkin. It's now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. The Democrats' biggest problem now. That's coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here and 44 degrees at KNSS. A 31-year-old Dodge City man has been arrested after he reportedly told police he had shot and killed his wife early Monday. First responders found a 31-year-old woman with multiple gunshot wounds. She died at the scene. The man was taken to the Ford County Jail, booked on suspicion of first-degree murder. A man has been sentenced in the death of a Wichita woman whose body was found in a park this past summer.
31-year-old Kyle Bearden pleaded guilty in August to intentional and premeditated first-degree murder, kidnapping, aggravated robbery, and burglary in connection with the death of 31-year-old Mariana Christian. She was reported missing July 31st. Her body was found 8 days later. Bearden was sentenced Monday to life without parole for 25 years on the murder count and 181 months, which is just over 15 years, on the other counts. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will be asked to approve $2 million to convert the former downtown city library building into an event venue. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
This means that this will open it up for anyone who thinks that they have an idea of how to design this to come forward, because it will be an event space. And so an RFP, a request for proposals, will be forthcoming if this passes during Tuesday's meeting.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. In-person early voting is underway for the 2025 general election. The Sedgwick County Election Office is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater says they have had no major issues on the first day.
Been kind of slow. We've had about 35 people come through so far this morning. It'll pick up the closer we get to the election, but everything's running really smoothly.
The day before the election, that's November 3rd, The office will be open for voting from 8 till noon. 14 satellite locations will be open beginning October 30th. On Election Day, November 4th, polling sites will be open from 7 to 7. And if you wish to vote by mail, you have until October 28th to submit a mail-in ballot application. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass Monday called for a congressional investigation into ISIS tactics in Los Angeles County. Fox's Bill Mnuchin has more from Los Angeles.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass and other local Democrats are now accusing ICE of carrying out what they say are unlawful and unconstitutional raids. Mayor Bass speaking alongside Democratic Congressman Robert Garcia and a handful of city workers and immigrants' rights groups at a press conference. She said she's worried L.A. ICE raids are no longer getting enough attention, and she criticized DHS for its aggressive and widespread raids at places like Home Depot and car washes. Democratic leaders in the L.A. area now asking the public to record any ICE activity they see and even upload the videos to a new master ICE tracking website they're planning to launch in the coming weeks.
The Department of Homeland Security has repeatedly defended its actions in California and across the country. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 849 now here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council will talk about renters and rental property owners today.
Two.
Man accused of taking a woman by force has been charged, caught on ring camera in Northeast Wichita.
One.
Day 21 of the government shutdown, more blaming, no solution. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And in traffic right now here in the Wichita area, we've got traffic volumes pretty light, so things starting to look quite a bit better out there. Just continue to watch out after a traffic accident that was affecting things mostly southbound on Rock Road. And this was a Pawnee traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 68 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 45. And then for Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 74 degrees. Now a clear sky. Northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. 44 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A mixed opening on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up 44 points. The S&P trading down by 6. And the NASDAQ is off by over 76 points this morning. Larchfield Place planning to expand in Northeast Wichita. Let's find out more with the Wichita Business Journal update and editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, the senior living provider is seeking $2.25 million in tax incentives to support a major expansion of its Wichita complex. The nonprofit is undergoing a $70 million expansion that includes 48 independent senior living units and a lifestyle facility. The growth of the 67-acre property near 29th and Rock is part of the organization's plan to reposition the campus as a regional asset. Larksfield Place has requested a sales tax exemption on construction materials from the city for the independent senior living units and an expansion of its fitness center, health center, kitchen, and dining room. The city.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Council will vote on the incentives at its meeting today. Wichita's Icon Structures has beaten out several other local general contractors for the construction of ComCare's new community crisis center downtown. Sedgwick County's Consolidated Crisis Center will provide mental health and substance abuse care next to the under-construction biomedical campus at Topeka and English. The 35,000-square-foot building that was home to Mid-States Fitness is being renovated and expanded with 900 additional square feet for the new healthcare facility. Officials with Icon, Helix Architecture and Design, and Sedgwick County celebrated a groundbreaking at the site on Monday. It's expected to be done by the end of 2026, just ahead of the biomedical campus opening in early 27. And the Wichita Area Builders Association is holding a job fair Wednesday for more than 2,000 Wichita high school students at the Kansas Star Casino in Mulvane. Called Build My Future, the fair has goals of showcasing the construction industry's importance to the Wichita area and increasing students' interest in construction trades. It's a hands-on event that will introduce students to the toolbox of viable career options and opportunities. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
And our business brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. All right, this is Pharmacy Technician Day. Pharmacies are busy places, you know, and pharmacy technicians perform vital duties in support of pharmacists, counting pills, entering patient data, waiting on customers, and explaining the use and effects of drugs and medical devices. They also give us our shots sometimes, our vaccinations. I got a couple of shots the other day, a flu and a shingles booster. So we salute the pharmacy technicians, and I'll tell you what, they're busy all the time. They're about to get real busy because that time of the year when people get sick a lot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth.
Play as a Raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other Raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you get your flu shot, or do you get a flu shot, Kirk?
I do. In fact, I was in the little Walgreens little room last night for my COVID and flu shot and a shingle shot last week. I just love the needles, I guess.
Oh, I do. I just so enjoy having people poking needles into my arms. I just love it. Now, last year, my wife decided I was going to have a shingles, a flu, a pneumonia, and she figured out one other one. I don't know. It was
the smorgasbord.
Malaria or something. So I had two going in each shoulder last year. Well, I'm not going to let her do
think
that.
Shelly likes seeing you suffer.
Oh, she enjoys seeing
no
me.
No way in, you can start game seven doing that.
In agony. Yeah. she enjoys that so much. Yeah. She wants me to be healthy. That's all. Okay.
Well, what do we all do?
We do?
Stay healthy, yeah.
All right.
We don't want you sick.
Okay. Well, I won't get that then. All right. Anything going on in your world that's exciting and new there, Kirk?
Not much. Good. We're just trying to find the local news as we can. We've heard of a story breaking right now. Well, I don't know that we can talk about it, but maybe by tomorrow morning we can.
Well, that's not fair. Give us a hint.
I know it.
Give us a hint.
I'm a tease.
Is it about
aviation?
Okay. Well, there you go. They're going to sell a plane or two, right? I will. We'll wait for tomorrow morning. I'm sure we'll have some good information then. Thank you for that little tease there, sir. There you go.
You got it.
All right. All right. Thank you, sir. We'll talk with you tomorrow morning. That is Editor Kirk Semenoff of the Wichita Business Journal every morning. Twice every morning with Steve and Ted in the morning. Coming up on KNSS, we've got the Glenn Beck program this morning. National Guard deployment in Portland has been approved by an appeals court, panel of three. Top of the hour news, government shutdown, day 21. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
You've got your Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a Raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other Raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.